scared the bejesus out of me, though, with that, you know.
The Philly show is going to be way scarier.
Yeah.
That was a stage. This is in the middle again.
Oh, in the middle. Forget it.
No, I'll cry.
It'll just.
All right.
You're doing in the round in Wells Fargo?
Yes, but here's what I need from you. Because you're sitting here
saying. You can probably see people a little bit better.
Saying you're going to have a panic attack?
Yeah.
That's also a plus for me. it'd be better than stand up. If you go out there and collapse, that's good.
No, it's not good.
It's like the Coliseum. You pay to watch a good Christian die.
That's what we're still only shooting that day.
No, the people want you to go in there and die.
And just have a full-blown mental breakdown.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
I would also like to see you try to go in the other direction and just be like, I would knock it out of the park. I can't do that to you.
I do
Don't
need that.
Don't start that.
I also Don't need that energy. Start that. Because you see, we got a lot of first pitches this week. Ian Fidance threw one. Stavi Baby threw one.
How'd they do?
Both bounced it.
They bounced it.
Just saying, it's not as easy as it looks.
It isn't.
Where did Fidance do the first pitch?
Cleveland.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And
not that easy.
I'm just saying.
It's not that easy. We don't have to relitigate it.
We worked on your old man throw, dude. Just lob it in there. You can lob it in for a strike.
That's part of the criticism. Hold on a sec. That's part of the criticism.
You don't think I backed myself into a corner?
Why'd you do this to me?
Oh, but to you?
Yes.
I was playful banter. It was playful banter. Shane, it was playful banter. And then, I acknowledge that it was a strike. It's on a Topps cart.
What a type of sexual adventures have you been getting into lately? Oh, I got a good one.
Yeah.
What type of porn have you been jacking off to?
Honestly, the same.
You're back on that gruel shit. You never left the gruel.
No, I am off the gruel.
You're off the gruel.
Because I learned information about it that kind of, you know. I think gruel is present when ovulation is happening.
And
it's
that's
not
a turn
an indicator.
Off?
Well, I thought it was like an indicator of how turned on she was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But other than that,
you researched your way out of a fetish.
So you're retiring as the gruel king. You're no longer the king of the gruel.
I don't think so. I haven't been to our
So what gruel. Are you the king of now?
Our hot wife?
Reddit hot.
Oh, chucked on. No. I choked on spit. But
Reddit hot wife?
No. Well, yeah. Hot wife. Yeah.
That's like Reddit, right?
Yeah.
So it's hot wives getting fucked by other cucks.
Well, it's mostly just like if you are looking for, I want a porn right now on Reddit, you go there and it's just videos. It's mostly OnlyFans people just hawking.
Do you have to see them leave their husband or?
He's filming.
No, I've
seen hot wife shit. The guy's filming the whole time. Sometimes the guy comes in and sucks the cum out of his wife's pussy.
What?
That's like the hardcore cuck porn.
I don't watch that.
Yeah. No, if you watch that, you're a fucking pedophile.
Yes. No, first of all. Second of all.
Disgusting.
Listen, it's not the hot wife fetish. Time out. I don't have a hot wife fetish. It's just an easy access to on Reddit if you're looking for something on Reddit.
Okay, so that's just like, your page you like.
Yeah,
that's not a fetish.
That's correct.
But what's the thing you like when you get in there? What's your favorite?
It's no different from like regular.
You're just regular now. I thought you were a freak bull.
I am a freak bull, but it's but never in like a
But sometimes you just come back to the basics.
I've been stuck on the basics.
Then you venture back out. Yeah.
My basics are probably.
I don't like deviating from the basics.
No.
I feel like a bad person.
Yeah.
That's when I experience some shame. If I'm watching like a gangbang.
Yeah.
Then I go, what have I become here?
Then you roll over.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I like them.
Yeah. Occasionally it's.
But as soon as you jizz, you go, what the fuck was that?
You know, I went through, like, I go through phases.
Yeah, I know. That's what I want to talk about.
Oh.
I want to hear about some phases.
You ever break
glory hole? What?
Yeah, glory hole. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's regular stuff. That's a regular phase.
Yeah, we've all gone through the glory hole phase. I'd love to make fun of you, but
there was a subreddit. I think I've talked about it. I apologize for all the.
That's all right. It's because you're drinking that bullshit.
Jeez Louise. There was a subreddit for a while. It is now abandoned or shut down or whatever. I think I talked about it, but it's our unexpected sex. It's not like rapey or anything like that, but it's. It would be like a outer course. So like the object was like only a hand job. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And then she gets so turned on that she, you know, slips it in a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So exciting stuff.
It's so exciting. Yeah.
You'd be pulling your little pud to this.
Yeah.
I love it.
If that were porn,
I can't stay mad at you.
And you it find is, a good one, like because
it's the psychological fairness, thriller of the porn world. Yeah.
Yes, and like every time I see something like that pop up on Reddit, it's a little bit, but like I'm probably like top 2% in the world. No. What those videos are out there, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like anytime somebody's like, look at this, I'm like, yeah, yeah. You know, like, I got a digital library. Anyway.
I didn't know you were this horny.
Well, no, I'm not. But I mean, if, you know, for a while, I didn't ever go over it. So, but then, yeah, that would still be like my favorite. If you find a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do when you find a good one? You cherish it?
You do cherish it.
Do you worship it for like a week straight?
No, I don't worship it.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh, like, should I give one to the listeners? Should I give one to the listeners?
It sucks when you get
tired.
Give
one to the listeners.
And yeah, now, I don't want to get castigated. Some of these are like obviously, you know, planned.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm not, but there's an elevator one. It's like hot blonde elevator tease fuck is what I would This is what I would put it in.
All right, this might be a mistake.
All right, my bad.
For tires. We might have fucked up here.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, don't sex shame us.
But it's true. We're allowed to be sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of this is.
Don't sex shame Steve.
Yeah.
He's allowed to be sexual.
We're not.
So what do you type in?
Well,
blonde elevator tease fuck.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Hell yeah.
You ever search that and it's not there and you go, no.
Shit, what was I jacking off to?
Yeah.
Oh shit, they took it down.
It's
what was her name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I actually just
recently had a scare. Yeah.
What happened?
I was trying to find a particular because the other thing.
So you have your spectacles on. Now I also have to ask, you have a device that holds your phone up above you.
I don't use that.
You have a phone device that goes above you. Right?
Yeah.
You know,
it's like a hook thing that hangs over the
Inspector
other day.
Gadget hook over the top of his bed so he can lay down and watch his phone.
Golf. Yeah.
Yeah, to scroll and...
Yeah, so just like watch golf and hurting your shoulder.
But you talk into it to go, Siri, find blonde elevators. Surprise, fuck.
No.
Well, it is funny. Literally, everyone in our apartment like broke their shoulder over COVID because we didn't have that.
Right.
Everyone's left shoulder got like a pinched nerve
from that fucking couch.
Yeah. And just laying on your side with your phone.